This is Leo for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio. We're in that last week of August leading up to the big holiday weekend where everything seems to change, but we have had ourselves an interesting summer, some strangeness weather-wise, but musically and culturally, a lot of dynamic stuff going on. And I have on the phone with me right now Nelson French from up on Rocky Wall Road, Silver Bay, Minnesota. Welcome to the program, Nelson. We're coming up, what is it? My colleague here calls it the home stretch. We're in some kind of home stretch here.
The home stretch.
I would like...
We're bringing it all home. Yeah, it's great to be with you, Leo.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate chatting with you. This is our eighth week of production this summer, and so we're feeling every bit of that.
And just to remind folks, this is the Silver Bay Music in the Park series from Rocky Wall Productions, a wonderful nonprofit up the shore that is really bringing the summer alive for the last 3 years, Nelson?
Yeah, we're finishing up our third season, and it's been a whopping success. We're just thrilled to be able to secure the types of bands that we've been securing and are thrilled with the reception we're getting from people up and down the shore and people who are traveling from Duluth and even the Twin Cities to come and see some of these shows. It's very, very impressive. So we feel blessed, and assuming the weather is good this Friday on September 1st, which all indications are it will be, only one of our eight shows will have had to have been moved indoors. So we've got this great outdoor venue with Lake Superior in the background, and the folks who come to the concerts love it. And in fact, we found the bass player last weekend was more often turned facing the lake as he was playing than he was facing the crowd. It was kind of fun.
He found there to be a few distractions, eh? Wow.
That's right. That's really right.
And people who have not yet been up to the City Center Park on a Friday night can now check out what they've been missing on a YouTube presence. You want to give people a lay of the land for the new YouTube channel?
Sure. You mentioned that we were a nonprofit, so we went into a little higher gear of fundraising this year, and we raised enough money and got some support from Best of the North Shore to contract with some professionals to video record the concerts. And literally, I call them Austin City Limits quality 5-camera video productions. So we are taking those and we are putting each of the concerts in its entirety will be on the YouTube channel. And then a couple of songs individually from each concert will be on the YouTube channel. And the YouTube channel, if you Google Rocky Wall Productions YouTube, or if you go to YouTube and search for Rocky Wall Productions, it will lead you right to that page. And we encourage folks to take a look at, if they haven't been here, take a look at what they've missed, and if they've been here, reminisce on what they've seen. So it's very exciting to have that. We're also in the early stages of developing a formal website, not just a Facebook presence, but an actual website. So that we hope to roll out later this fall as well.
Well, things continue to be in production in construction mode along Rocky Wall's journey. And it looked like the YouTube channel was adding content almost as I speak, that there were several concerts there, but probably more full concerts on the way to being posted.
Yeah, we're all human. And of course, the folks we've contracted to do this work are very busy doing lots of things.
Indeed.
And there's this thing called production time. And in order to get the quality products and the mixing and matching of the videos, it takes a little time to put those together.
Right.
But I think right now we've got the Charlie Parr show up there, the Tommy Bentz show, and the Joanne Parker. Our first three shows are up in their entirety
right
on the YouTube site right now. And as you've mentioned earlier, we will have done a total of eight shows this year. So stay tuned as we roll the rest of those videos out over the fall.
Well, if the first three are any indication, I just was thrilled to take in the Joanne Parker one this morning. That's what I had time for, was to look at the majority of her show. And I thought, wow, if they were all like that this summer, people are really having a great time. Can't wait to see all eight of them there. But we haven't even had the eighth concert yet, and that's kind of why we're on the phone with you today, Nelson, that it's still anticipation building for Eric Koskinen, who is well-known and yet mysterious. And I wanted
well-known and mysterious, and he's bringing his full band up here. So it's going to be a really, really cool evening of Minnesota mashup music, Americana music. I think he doesn't like to use the term Americana, but he's got a lot of a good blues and cowboy country type music that he's going to bring to Silver Bay. And for those who follow him, this will be a great place to see him. And for those who haven't seen him yet, I guarantee you, you will not want to miss this show. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful evening live outdoors on the stage right in front of City Hall in downtown Silver Bay with the beautiful Lake Superior as the backdrop.
You know, blurbs about artists can often be either misleading or hype, but here's one a record company put out. Writes like Dylan, looks like Hank Williams, walks like John Wayne, smokes like James Dean, and plays like no one else. Boy,
there
who's that
go.
Copywriter?
That probably does it. I mean, and what we need to do is that if you really want to understand whether it's accurate, you got to come to the show and find out. Right?
Exactly. If you think it might be hype and you want to call the author on that, come on up, because I'm sure Eric doesn't care why you're there as long as you're there. And it,
absolutely. And for these concerts, I should mention, you know, you mentioned we were a nonprofit. For these concerts, we've raised money sufficient to cover all the costs. So one big thing to note is that these are free shows. These concerts cost you nothing. And there will be at least two food trucks there. There's a local guy in town who runs the Treat Trike. He sells ice cream and stuff like that. And then, of course, we now have Zoe's Pizza open in Silver Bay. They're open until about 8 o'clock. So what people do is, the shows start at 7:30 p.m. People start showing up about 6 o'clock. The food trucks are all set up, and people will bring their chairs or a blanket or a little table and set up right on the lawn and go to the food truck of their choice and bring a beverage of their own and have a little fun before the show, watch the band sound check and listen to some tunes before, and then be there for the 7:30 sharp concert start.
Right. And lest anybody think that somehow you've tricked artists into just traveling hundreds of miles to donate their time, you have arranged through many community resources to make sure that the artists are reimbursed for their performances, and the word is out that this is a great place to play in many ways. How have you done that? This is a simple question.
Yeah, we pay the artists, and typically they're going rate, and you know, the larger acts oftentimes we're working through their agencies.
Right.
And then we're paying for the video production. We also pay for professional sound. We have a professional sound man in town, Jerry Levine here, who is making, you know, these bands are all good, but there's nothing like a good sound guy to make the band sound really good. And James Loney, who was up here last year with Lolo's Ghost, I don't know if you made it to that show, Leo, but that was a 10-member band. James Loney referred to Jerry as his favorite acoustic landscaper.
Wow.
And so think of that. I mean, doesn't that just conjure up a wonderful image as you're outdoors listening to a concert?
It does.
You've got a master acoustic landscaper there providing sound and good vibes all around.
It does, and it's an interesting term given the landscape that you see from the audience.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, the band is playing out to they have to see our lovely faces, but right behind them is this magnificent landscape, including the world's largest freshwater lake. So it's got it all.
They see our lovely faces in the Zups parking lot.
Exactly. And yet they keep, well, in the case of Charlie Parr, they're going to keep coming back because they love those lovely faces, and you can be one of them by coming up for the 7:30 show this Friday, September 1st, Eric Koskin, and who, there are a lot of references to him online, but yet there's no one simple biography out there. And I see he was raised in the UP and moved to the upper New York State and was in California for a bit and tried Nashville, but wound up kind of more secure in Minneapolis. And now I think I read that he lives in a little town in southern Minnesota. I think it's called Cleveland. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and I looked it up, and it's a town of like 300 south of the
city. There you go.
Yeah.
So he must be, he's doing it right. Yeah, so we know he has quite a following in the North Country here. So the way I like to phrase it is, come on up from Duluth, come on down from Grand Marais, and come on across from the Iron Range to Silver Bay for some great live music on the shores of Lake Superior. So we hope people will do that. And then visit our beautiful downtown Silver Bay. The community has been in a discussion for the last couple of years about how to revitalize and make Silver Bay's downtown a more vibrant place. Obviously, these concerts are part of an effort to consciously, you know, make the downtown a little more active and make people aware of the fact that there is a downtown Silver Bay. And the good news on this front is that last Monday night at the city council meeting, the Silver Bay City Council approved and adopted a concept plan and a vision for a future build-out of a downtown Silver Bay, which will include a more formal amphitheater located at the lower end of the bowl that is now what we're calling City Center Park. And to remind people who've been listening over the last couple of years, there was no City Center Park when we started doing our shows 3 years ago, and we just said we're going to start doing shows in City Center Park. And through the music and the engagement of the community, City Center Park is going to become a reality, which is very cool.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes I tell people to be careful about using terminology such as if we build it, they will come. But in this case, you put into action a plan to have musicians in a field, and it wasn't like they were coming out of the cornfield to play baseball in the movie. It really did happen, and people took notice and said, no, they may have a point here. This is a park.
Right. I think, you know, I should also mention, you know, we've had 37 donors this year, which is up from only 15 last year and one the first year. We really thank Loving Lake County and Best of the North Shore, who are most significant donors.
Right.
But we also have a number of corporations and individuals who stepped up to give at the $1,500 and $250 level. So it's very, very rewarding to see that happen. And we're getting support from within the community, from up and down the shore, and a few companies based out of the Twin Cities who have owners who come up here frequently and love this community. So it's very, very rewarding to see that all come together.
As long as we're talking about the adopting of a vision for downtown and the town at large's goals, Nelson, it sounds like all the important pieces of the puzzle are set, but now we're on to the action steps. What do you see would be the next phase of seeing this vision to fruition?
Well, I'll put it this way. In the other third of my volunteer life here, I'm currently chairing the Economic Development Authority here in Silver Bay. And so about 2 years ago, we adopted a concept. The city council adopted, the EDA recommended, and the city council adopted a vision plan for the old business park in Silver Bay, which has now been rebranded and rezoned as Bayview Park. And soon there will be a $25 million condo development going into that site, dedication of a 30-acre park and preserve, and a number of other activities. The reason I say that is that the concept plan and the vision as a piece of information on paper shared with people who have an interest in doing quality development provided them with a vision that the city would accept an idea for this type of development if someone came forward and proposed it. If you're following my pathway here. So there are other elements of that concept vision that have not been realized yet, but basically what the city is doing by adopting these is welcoming people to come in and take a look at, I'll put some Dylan spin on this, take a look at the draft masterpiece and see if they're willing to do the paint by number coloring to make the masterpiece happen. And so that's in this week's North Shore Journal, there's an article with a copy of the map on it. People get an idea that, so someone who's coming in and has an interest in doing apartment housing or doing senior housing, all of a sudden sees that Silver Bay would welcome this, and there's a general location, you know, in a concept map that's showing where that might go, then people can have a discussion. So it shows investors and others who are interested in doing this type of work that they can come and knock on the door in Silver Bay and try to take the next step to make something happen. Without the map, which the city had not had before this, and with the business park that the city had for 35 years, with no map showing what the vision for the business park was, nothing happened because no one really knew what the community was interested in supporting. Does that make sense?
It does. And there are also, of course, these more public common space amenities like a park that may require the public sector, the government at one level or another to put some skin in the game as well. And I guess it depends upon what the proposal is.
Well, and Silver Bay, as your listeners may know, has received all of the funding now to build out the multimodal trail center, which is going to be at the where the Gitche-Gamie Trail currently comes into town right now. That's going to get built in the next 2 years. Then the Gitche-Gamie Trail design work got funded this year by the legislature, and I suspect that the construction will get funded next year. So the Gitche-Gamie Trail between Silver Bay and Teteguch is one of the next three sections that they plan to work on. So we'll be having that Gitche-Gami Trail come right through downtown Silver Bay and heading up the shore towards Teddy Gooch Park. So it's just a really exciting time to try to pull some interesting ideas together for what could happen in downtown Silver Bay. And I want to stress that these things are ideas that came out of listening sessions that over 200 members of the community came to a Minnesota design team meeting last May and expressed their desires about what they wanted. And, you know, downtown was a big focus of the discussion, you know, without slamming anyone. Basically, they said, we'd like to have restaurants that are open for breakfast and dinner, you know. simple little things like that.
Reasonable which have made request.
Themselves, yeah. They've been expressed in the concept plan now. So, yeah.
Wow, things are happening up in Silver Bay, and I guess Rocky Wall Productions is right in the middle of the mix and culminating concert coming up this Friday, September 1st, 7:30, on the lawn of City Center Park. Eric Koskinen and the full band. I don't know how big a traveling band that is, but it's going to be a blast.
I think there are five members in the band.
Okay. So. And eventually that, too, will be posted on this new YouTube channel, Rocky Wall Productions. It has a Two Harbors connection, doesn't it, the video
Two
production?
Harbors Media, the Two Harbors Media is the group that's producing, videotaping, and editing and producing these shows for us. So it does have a Two Harbors connection.
Yeah, it does indeed. Jose Leon is mostly a one-man show in that regard. He has some great help, but I have
he
to
give... He has great help with Kim, and a few other people chime in every now and then, but they do great work. And you know, I can't believe how much work he does and how he gets it all done. But
we don't either.
Great job for us.
We noticed the same thing. How is this man in two places at once? Well, it's
exactly.
It's a pleasure to hear about this great concert series. I'm sorry it's ending for the year, but we can always just start talking about next year. And when will it usually kick off? Early in July? Is there a typical opening weekend?
What we do is we occupy the 8 Friday nights after Bay Day.
Got it.
So Bay Days is the decades-old celebration, midsummer celebration in Silver Bay. And Bay Days happens the weekend after the 4th of July.
Yep.
So our first show next year, I think, will be Friday the 19th of July, and we'll go through September 6th.
Excellent.
And we're already in discussion with 8 wonderful bands. We're going to reach out and try to get one or two national acts in next year if we can raise the money.
Okay.
And our goal is to try to have those concert dates secured and locked in by the end of the calendar year so we can start publicizing that. And then, you know, this year we did a couple of Saturday shows. The band stayed over and did shows at the Tipsy Mosquito in Two Harbors.
Yeah.
And we're working on some other ideas for music that would go beyond the 8 summer concert series. But stay tuned on those announcements.
Oh, we're looking forward to hearing about that, too. And national acts, you never know. I mean, boy, I can't be more pleased with what you've already been doing. And best of luck getting that bill filled by the end of the year, Nelson. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
I encourage people to come out Friday night, September 1st, to hear the wonderful concert with Eric Koskinen and his band as he sends us off into the fall and winter season.
Right. And it's just a pleasure to be able to talk about something we all look forward to like this, Nelson. We'll catch you next year in anticipation of that July 19th kickoff in 2024. Thanks for being on KTWH.
Thank you for having us, Leo. We really appreciate it, and we really strongly support the work that you guys are doing down there at KTWH. We love having you in the neighborhood. Take care.
Wow. Same here. Take care, Nelson.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye now. That's Nelson French from Rocky Wall Productions. This is Leo for KTWH, catching all the waves of local music with you at 99.5 FM and online at ktwh.org.